We have a full house tonight, standing room only, and what a great audience. Thank you all for coming out here. And why not? When we have a lineup like this tonight, how could we not have a great audience as well? So we're going to keep things rolling along once again with our good friend, Mr. Malcolm Holcomb. Malcolm?
All I want to see, all I want to hear, people dying, screaming full of fears, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And I ain't learned nothing but to pull me pitiful blues. Go tell your mama, tell your daddy too, they drove me crazy telling me the truth. Said I for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And I ain't learned nothing but to pour me pitiful blues. I had my share of women, got all I could drink. Liquor kept me swimming and my head too big to think. Said I for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I ain't learned nothing but the poor big pitiful blues. Big man spends my money, big man lives it up. He don't give me nothing, he don't give me some, just an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Nothing but the poor me pitiful blues. I sit around the table, I pray down on the floor, swear I'm gonna go to war, suffer nevermore. But when I, for when I ain't too to that, and I ain't learned nothing but the poor me pitiful blues. I sit around a table, pray down on the floor, and I swear I'm gonna go to war and suffer nevermore. I said I pull an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And I ain't learned nothing but the poor me pitiful blues. But the poor me pitiful blues. I ain't learned nothing, said nothing, but the poor me pitiful blues.
Say it's cheaper to get cremated, I've heard for years. And thanks for sticking around. Great audience. So you know, I'm thinking about just a minute ago, I was thinking, okay, you get buried, cost about $6,000. You know, it's been a while. And then you spend money on flowers and handkerchiefs and tissue and all this kind of stuff. I hadn't decided, but I said, boy, that's a lot of bread. And then to get cremated, you got all these ashes. That's a bunch of them. And then you can spread them around, man. You know, put them in a little baggie or something. I don't know. Give them to your friends and family. Go out to eat. But we was in Louisville, Kentucky one time and in a bar, strangely enough. and swapping some tails, and this is kind of a tail here. It's a waltz tune. Yeah, you know, like 1, 2, 3, sit down. 1, 2, 3, sit down. The Louisville Slugger and Geronimo was downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Radar Town, mark on the cover. And the music plays on from the Louisville Slugger. Too many years slipped by in a whisper, but the songs of a picker and a singer keep living. A name has a face on the lips of a stranger, kindly warm but never forsaken. Yeah, Louisville Slugger and Geronimo, it was downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Radar Town, mark on the cover. Music plays on from the Louisville Slugger. Don't remember much of nothing. Happened one night, but we played up some songs in that old barroom light. Soft pillows don't matter when your head keeps a thrashing. Jack told us the truth like it really just happened. Louisville Slugger and Geronimo, it was downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Radar Town, mark on the cover. And the music plays on from the Louisville Slugger. Friends do you favors like you might least expect it, like scattering your ashes underneath some old branches. 7 years passed, 9 apple trees empty, till the ashes from a slugger gave one tree plenty. Yeah, Louisville Slugger in Geronimo, it was downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Made our town mark on the cover. Music plays on from the Louisville Slugger. Louisville Slugger and Geronimo, it was downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Rex Bob Lowenstein, mark on the cover. The music plays on from the Louisville Slugger. It's Louisville Slugger and Geronimo, it's downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Rex Bob Lowenstein, mark on the cover. The music plays on from the Louisville Slugger. Say the music plays on from the Louisville Slugger.
Thank you very much. You're great. I thank you. Pensacola, Florida. So rather than telling you a whole big story about this and that and the other, and then the moral of the story is well, then we got that from anyway. So the moral of the story is, if your dog tells you what to do and his lips don't move, don't do it. Wasn't that funny, was it? Way down in the woods is far from the highways, away from the moments unnoticed and gone. Way down in the woods, touching moss so soft, on the dead woods dying in time's fertile arms.
Thank God for the stars, each one's in the heavens. Thank God where you are in your traveling steps. Way down in the woods, I will go for my rest. Way down in the woods, Lord, I will go. Way down in the woods and the dogwoods survive around the blades of the briars of Virginia pines. Way down in the woods in the ivy lay sleeping, patiently waiting for sunlight to find. Thank God for the stars, each one's in the heavens. Thank God where you are in your traveling steps. Way down in the woods, I will go for my rest. Way down, down in the woods I will go. Way down in the woods and the wind knows the way. To carry the voices sweet angels have made. Way down in the woods, walking close to my heart and turn loose of my tongue and thank God for the stars. Thank God for the stars, each one's in the heavens. Thank God where you are, your traveling steps. Way down in the woods, I will go for my rest. Way down, down. In the woods I will go. Thank God for the stars, each one's in the heavens. Thank God where you are, your traveling steps. Way down in the woods I will go for my rest. Way down, down in the woods I will go.
Thanks a lot. God bless y'all. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, Malcolm. Malcolm Holcomb. There you go. Man, it's hard to follow that sage advice, I tell you right there, but always great to have you on, Malcolm. We appreciate it. All right, listen to Radio Live. This is Radio Live coming to you from the Museum of Commerce in the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio. Keep that in mind, from the University of West Florida. All right. Y'all still having a good time? Good, good. Because we got more to come. And oh, in case I didn't remind you all before the show, remember, 2 months ago, I said we weren't going to do finale numbers anymore. Well, everybody totally overrode me on that. So we are going to have a big finale number at the end. So don't worry. It's coming up. But in the meantime, once again, we get to enjoy the beautiful music of our friend Callahan.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to start with a song that's going to be on my next album. This has already been recorded, this one. And this is a song that came about in a slightly unusual way after receiving an email from this lady through my website. And she'd been listening to a song on my first album, a song called Get Me Through Tonight, which is all about going through a difficult time in your life and kind of, you know, getting through it one day and one night at a time. And she was emailing me to tell me that this song had given her some comfort. She'd recently just lost her husband, and both of them were really young, just in their mid-30s, and it was really unexpected, you know, and she was kind of trying to figure out what the rest of her life would be like, you know, having thought she was going to be with him for a long, long time. And I just thought it was such a moving email, and really, you know, made me think as well about the power that music has on people to really stir up emotions and, you know, access places that sometimes words alone can't. And at the end of the email, I just sat down at my keyboard and tried to imagine just even a tiny percentage of what she might have been going through, and this song just came out. I promise that is the absolute saddest song that I have, so everything is up from here, all right? This next one is one that I wrote with the great Sean Mullins, and I have so much to thank Sean for. He's, you know, he's the guy that really, you know, brought me here to the U.S. and made my career here possible. Gave me my first start, and this is the very first song that we wrote together. And it was a pretty scary day writing with him for the first time. You know, a lot of people say don't meet your idols because they'll be a disappointment, which I think is a really positive way of looking at the world. But he was not. He was not a disappointment. He was great, and has been an amazing mentor to me. And this song is called "The Only Thing Real." We've traded all our heroes for tabloid magazines. Everything we do is something we've already seen. We're all just trying to fit in here, caught somewhere between saint and sinner. We made the best of everything, no matter what the cost. We fly into that wishing well like a penny that's been tossed. Mention that those of you listening to the show at home can get some of the songs I've been singing tonight free from my website, which is callahansongs.com. And for the rest of everyone in here, I know you won't want to wait that long, so lucky you, you can all buy my CDs. So just head over to the back there where all the CDs are and check them out. I also have a mailing list. If you join the email list tonight, I'll let you know when I'm coming back through here again, which I hope will be very soon, and you'll also be entered into my prize draw for some handwritten signed lyrics to any song of your choice, as long as it's one of my songs, okay? So don't forget to do that before you leave. And all right, I'm going to need a little bit of help on this one. Are you guys up for a little bit of clapping along? Yes? All right. So this song is off my live album, and this is a song that is written about that special moment in a relationship that, you know, sometimes you find yourself in when you realize you are dating the wrong person. and want to leave. So it's called If This Is Love. And if you want to sing along, the chorus is super easy. The lyrics are, if this is love, if this is what I've been waiting for, if this is love, I don't want it anymore. So. Woo!
Callahan, all right. So you all are still having a good time, I can tell. All this audience participation here. And I'm glad she reminded you about the music, because they all have their music here for sale tonight, and it's a great way to help support them above and beyond just coming out here and making them feel good about themselves, which is important too. But also, don't forget our little tip jar that's by the front door, and on your way out, if you have any change left over after you buy all the CDs that are on the table, feel free to leave a nice tip there, particularly if you think tonight's performance is worthy of that, because I think a little gratuity for the house would be nice, and it'll also ensure that this show will always be here, and I think that's what you guys want as well. So thank you in advance for that. All right. Tuning up his beautiful guitar. Joining us once again, Chris Alvarado.
Hey, thank you.
I guess they're such a good audience. You really are. I don't get to do these listening shows very often, but we appreciate it. All three of us. We do. There's some more stuff off the newer album. I wrote this one about my wife, so I'm glad she's still sitting right there. I was going to turn around and look, and there's going to be somebody else, and it would have been awkward. She'd have been like... But anyway, it's gonna be in trouble. So yeah, this is a song about meeting the right one for you.
Around the sun about 30 times, there's so much more to see. There's things I've learned from loving you, and there's things I've yet to be. I'm now the age my father was, first he said to me, one day you're gonna meet a girl, you better treat her like a queen. Men who've come before my time, I read the stories through. My mother taught me how to love, to always tell the truth. Wise man told me that you'll only reap what you sow. So I plant my seeds down in the soil, let the water flow. And on my own, watched it grow, and it's so much more than me. Cause in this world I found me a girl to love me endlessly. Some people say the seas will rise and storms may come ashore. There's chemicals that fill our air, there's terror at our door. But if the stars should fall upon our head and break in two, I promise I will hold you tight, and we will make it through. To the great unknown, we soon may go. Where this life will lead. And in this world, I found me a girl to love me endlessly. Another candle on my cake, just how many wishes should I make if I've got you in my arms? And all I know is we will grow together endlessly. in this world, I found me a girl. She loves me in a sneeze. And in this world, I found me a girl. And I love her endlessly.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I got all kinds of points for that one. I'm still...
She gets mad. I'm like, but honey... I've got it on... I got it on the, you know, the iPod ready to go. All when I do that song at shows, people are like, oh, I'm like, it doesn't work anymore. It's for like a month. Or like the girls will turn, like, why don't you never write me a song? Dude's like, I don't even play an instrument, you know? They don't like it when I do that. But so we're going to go from that to, this is a, I always say it's a political song, but it's really not. It's kind of, this is a song that is the anti-political song. They say not to do that, you know, it's something we can all agree on. But this is one that's called You Be the Judge, because it's all about how we all have an opinion and we're all entitled to them. And hopefully it wraps up nicely. Either that, or there'll be a riot, and we'll be on, like, you know, I'll be on Terry Gross tomorrow, you know. She'll be like, tell me about that great riot happened down there. But we're going to try this out. Waving that book at me, telling me I gotta change your life or you burn for eternity. A sign on the wall reads, "In God we trust." If I don't believe those words, does it make me dangerous? There's a man on the TV reading that so-called news, telling me you gotta get a real job, son, so you can do what the rest of us do. Work real hard, save your money, invest it right. Cause if you're lucky, your hair will be gray for the good life. You be the judge, my friend. I'll be the one in the end to decide the choices I've made are right. You see, I'm wrong, it feels right, but nothing is black or white. Truth and deceptions. It's a matter of opinion. There's a girl in the market. She's waiting in that checkout line, trying to cash her checks so she can pay your bills on time. $300 don't seem like all that much, but where she comes from, it's what 2 weeks of hard work will get you. Jason goes through the desert because those towers fell. But if our leaders deceive us and makes you think we should believe them, it's time around. A
call to freedom is why we fight. But waving red, white, and blue somehow makes us immune to taking innocent lives. You be the judge, my friend. I'll be the one in the end to decide the choices I've made are right. You see, I'm wrong, it feels right, but nothing is black or white. Truth and deception. It's a matter of opinion. Street corner preacher, she's waving that book at me. Who am I to decide if the word she speaks are lies or reality? That's it.
I was like, that didn't go well.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought I made a grave mistake for a second. Things are awkward now. So I got my dad's back at home watching our little one. We got a little. He's 21 months. I can't wait for him to turn 2 so we can just say he's 2. Yeah, so close to going by the years, but he's the best little kid ever, and my dad's listening too, and he's a musician as well, and he's the big reason why I do this. So when I had him, I wanted to write a song about him. Everybody wants to write a song about their kid if they write songs, but I wanted to do something that was really did covered it all, and I wanted to, it was just a, like a note. I always say this is a note that if I kept in my pocket if something were to happen to me, that he gets to have and read down the road. So this is my letter to him. But I gave it to my dad for Christmas this past year too, because it's about being a son as well. How it all comes full circle. I tell my son to always be good, but the words that I say, they are misunderstood. For as he grows older, he'll see the truth, but the wisdom I give him, let no one undo. With these hands I will feed you, I will teach you to hold. Now I will give you everything that I know. Though soon I may leave you in this world all alone. If my heart should stop beating, this I need you to know. Don't grow up too fast. Cause one day gonna look back and you will say, then we had it so good. But just know where you stand, I once stood. Where you now stand, I once stood. I tell my son to do what is right. The strength of his words and the weakness in lies. For as he grows older, he'll see the truth. It's a fine line we walk between a man and a fool. With these hands I will lead you, I will teach you to grow.
But for now I will give you everything that I own. Though soon I may leave you in this world all alone. If my heart should stop beating, this I need you to know. Don't give up too fast. 'Cause some things in life we don't get back. And there'll come a time you feel down and misunderstood. But just know, where you stand, I've understood. Where you now stand, I once stood. With these hands, I will shape you. To a man I will mold. But for now I will show you all the love my heart holds. Though soon I will leave you in this world all alone. When my heart stops beating, this I hope you'll know. One day you'll be grown. Have a child of your own. And I hope you say that my father raised me good. And you'll say, where I stand, he once stood. Where I now stand, my father once stood.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Chris Alvarado. All right. Okay. Callahan and Malcolm are going to come out now and join Chris for the big finale number, but while they're getting set up, I need to remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mixmeister is Mr. Dale Regal. Our house sound expertly done once again tonight by Mr. Tom Skinner. Our master control operator is Bob Barrett. We had production assistance tonight from Randy Bobbitt, Josh Morton, and Morgan Crawford. Our video director is Jonathan Heide. Our videographers are Teresa Clark, Lynn Marshall, and Mariah Singerman. Our house manager, Trish Allison and Lindsay Myers. And our stage manager, everyone's favorite Jewish mother, Enid Siskin. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your ears on public radio. Good night, everybody.
I've never done this song before, so that's my disclaimer.
We're doing something a little different. A song that I'm sure a lot of you will know for our finale. This is the first time we've played this together.
It's the first time I've ever played it. Callahan's a good teacher.
There ain't no use to sit on the wire. You're the reason.
Ain't no use in calling, I'm a name gal. Ain't no use in you calling, I'm a name gal. I can't hear you anymore. Thinking and a wondering, keep a walking down the road. And I once loved a woman, this child untold. I gave her my heart, Lord, she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right.
I'm walking down a long, lonesome road, baby. I'm bound and I can't tell. But goodbye's too good a word, girl. So I'll just say, fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't think twice, it's all right.